page 297. But perhaps we see it best of all in the retreat of the formal French garden before the, quote, Jardin Anglais, unquote, which was supposed to put us in touch with unforced nature. There was something quite new in this return to nature. The vogue of the bucolic idyll may hide this because it draws on models which go back to Virgil and Horace. The underlying idea that the life of simple rustic people is closer to wholesome virtue and lasting satisfactions than the corrupt existence of city dwellers. These stereotypes were renewed and reinforced in the 18th century by a number of developments. Various forms of primitivism, nourished partly by tales of, quote, uncivilized, unquote, people abroad, the promotion of ordinary life, and the serious concern with agronomy, which spread from England. But this re-evaluation of rustic life was still distinct from the new feeling for nature, even though some of the same people may have